Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Beckman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Beckman. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting second. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Gallagher. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Gill. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Gill. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher takes first base on ball four. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallagher moves to second. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert catches it and throws to second to double up Gallagher. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoag moves to second. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn fires to first and picks off Lodigiani. One out. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hoag. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Ambler moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ambler scores. Siebert scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gallagher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Gallagher reaches second base with a double. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hogue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gallagher scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Glenn reaches second base with a double. Hogue goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 3, Browns, 3. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson catches it and throws to second to double up Glenn. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckman hits a fly ball into right field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Beckman covering. Safe. Gill moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beckman fields it and throws to third for the out. Christman moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Browns. Bob Joyce now pitching. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gallagher hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ambler hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Siebert strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Browns. D. Miles pinch hits for Sam Chapman. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-2 in the game. Nagel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Moses now playing center field. D. Miles now playing right field. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Joyce fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Lottigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Joyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyce strikes out. 2 outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 5. The Browns will come to bat. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Christman bunts towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagel covering, for the out. Gill moves to second. 1 out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-3 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miles. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Gill scores. It's 7-5, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Lobbs scores. It's 8-5, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gallagher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miles, who is chasing the ball. Gallagher reaches third base with a triple. McQuinn scores. It's 9-5, Browns. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Hoge hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 9-6, Browns. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 3 in the game. Nagel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Nagel reaches second base with a double. Miles goes all the way around to score. It's 9-7, Browns. Joe Gantenbian pinch hits for Dario Lodigiani. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 7. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Gantenbian now playing third base. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn moves to second. Chubby Dean now pitching. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn moves to third. Berardino moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Christman strikes out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn scores. Berardino moves to third. Gill moves to second. It's 10-7, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Clift reaches second base with a double. Berardino scores. Gill scores. McQuinn goes all the way around to score. It's 13-7, Browns. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gantenbein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 13, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of lobs. Moses reaches second base with a double. Earl Brucker pinch hits for Wayne Ambler. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 13, and Philadelphia Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.